Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today is from Psalm 10 and verse 1, and it reads, "Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble?" This verse of scripture for today captures a question that you will encounter at some point if you've not already done so, as you walk with God and as your walk with God progresses. The reality is that there'll be moments, seasons, or periods when you experience what I like to call the silence of God. Let me say this. It is okay to ask God why. As you ask Him why, I believe that He will furnish you with understanding, because it is He that asks that receives. One other thing that I believe you will discover is the fact that the Lord likes to play hide and seek sometimes. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 declares, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." You will come to experience and encounter fresh perspectives and dimensions in God, not just when you only seek Him, but when you seek Him with all of your heart. The Lord will demand all of you before you can have all of Him in your experience. I believe that the psalmist answers this question in Psalm 10 verse 16a, when he said, "The Lord is King forever and ever. As sovereign, He is above all. He comes when He wants to come, and He answers when He wants to answer, and you cannot question that about Him." This causes you to wait on Him and to wait for Him, because He makes all things beautiful in its time. It also makes you realize your insufficiency and utterly depend on Him as your sufficiency in all things. He is a God of times and seasons. Galatians 4 verse 1 declares, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guidance and stewards until the time appointed by the Father." Although it may not look like it at the time, I believe that the Lord uses periods of His silence to educate, train, grow, and mature you so as to help prepare you for your next season or dimension in your life and destiny. Romans 8:28 declares, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Provided you fulfill the conditions of loving God and you are called according to His purpose, you will have peaks and troughs, high points and low points, mountaintop experiences and valley moments in life. In the end, they will all work together for good, because He makes all things to work after the counsel of His will. When the Lord hides or is silent in your life, you need to draw closer to Him and not run away from Him. This is the time to depend entirely on Him as you rededicate your heart to Him and let Him work out His plans and purposes in your life. I believe that one thing to look for at this point is the spark of light at the end of the tunnel, so that you can wait, follow the light, and not go ahead of God. When the Lord hides or is silent, in reality, He is speaking, but you just need to discern what He is saying or doing in your life so that you can align your heart to His will, ways, and wisdom in your life. Lastly, when the Lord is silent in your life, check the last thing that He told you to do and ensure that you are doing it, or go back to it and start doing it if you discover that you are not compliant. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are King forever and ever. I receive grace to wait on you and to wait for you. I receive grace not to go ahead of you in any area of my life. I submit to your direction, leadership, and guidance in my life. I declare that I am delivered from every trouble by the mighty hand and help of God. My path is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject to help you grow further into maturity. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser. It will take you there. If you're blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.